This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. It's my team right there. Jazakum Allah khair. Okay, so this poem that I'm going to share is my baby. It was inspired by a couple of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first is a moment that he had with Aisha radiallahu anha. She said that she caught Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a good mood. So she asked him to make dua for her. And so the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Oh Allah, forgive Aisha's sins. Forgive her hidden sins. Forgive her apparent sins. Forgive her past sins, forgive her future sins." And so Aisha radiallahu anha, she became so happy with that beautiful supplication that she giggled and her head fell onto the lap of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said, "Aisha, are you happy?" And she said, "How can I not be happy when you made such a beautiful supplication for me?" And then he said, "By Allah, I make that dua for my ummah after every salah." The Prophet ﷺ in another hadith, he says with his companions, he said, "I wish that I could see Ahbabi, my beloved." The Sahaba, they said, "Aren't we your beloved, O Messenger of Allah?" He said, "You are my companions, but my Ahbab are a people who did not see me, but they believed in me." And so there's glad tidings in this narration that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was longing to meet us 1400 years before we came into this earth. And the last was a statement by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu in a discussion about which verse is considered to be the most hope-inducing verse in the Quran. Which verse in the Quran gives people the most hope? And Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, "As for Ahlul Bayt, the verse that we consider to be the most hope-inducing." You know, some of the scholars, they said it's "Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalik liman yasha," that Allah Azza wa Jalla does not forgive that shirk be done with him, and that he forgives anything that is less than that, meaning that as long as you don't commit shirk, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive you. You have the option, or you're in the field or in the game to be forgiven. Another group of scholars, they said, "No, it is the verse where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, 'Say, O my slaves, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ,' those who have wronged themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins." Ali radiallahu anhu, he says, "As for us Ahlul Bayt, the verse that we consider to be the most hope-inducing in the Qur'an is وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ, that your Lord is going to continue to give you until you are pleased, a promise that is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not going to be pleased on the day of judgment until the last person of his ummah is saved from the hellfire, enters paradise. You are not going to have a better defense. You are not going to have a better person to argue on your behalf on the day of judgment than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so, with all of these kind of emotions, I wrote this poem. It's called "Until I See You." You are the best person I've ever known, the best friend I've never met. Your sincerity to me is blinding, enough to completely canvas the world with drapes that read respect, honor, love, protect, while creating a window for me to zoom in on the important things, but those are the things that I forget or neglect. I will do better. Your ummah is fine, not because of me or mine or wounds that heal with time or those who would die for a dollar sign, but because a promise is divine. So when we feel like we're at our worst and our sadness would cause our hearts to burst, it feels like there are times when there are angels within our lines, or hovering over squares with chants of freedom in the air, and though tyrants may step on our necks, we smile. For history has always been on our side. Yours is an ummah that simply does not die. I am sorry for my weakness. For every time I've been ashamed of your name and asked someone to call me Mo, for not knowing enough about you to defend you when they drew cartoons or accused you with the most heinous of accusations, for not getting over my distaste of reading and waiting for Hollywood to put you on the big screen so I can know something about you. As if Steven Spielberg or Mel Gibson or Johnny Depp would somehow be able to recreate the twinkle in your eye, or a beautiful bead of sweat as it scaffolds on your forehead, frantically fighting gravity, not wanting to fall off your body, I keep thinking of seeing you. And if you would smile at me, the thought gives me goosebumps. You told me to meet you at the pool. So on that day, I hope and pray that I will see you through the crowd, that no angels barricade me as I sprint at breakneck speed. I hope you recognize it's me. I will crowd the companions to get access to your vision. I will obey my thirst by quenching it from your hand. So until that day, I will pray. I will stand and I will pray as if my feet are holding the earth from splitting. If I make it, I cry at the thought of seeing you. For I know the words that I used to read from books with all too thin pages will do no justice to your voice, your scent, your face, your touch. You see, my messenger of Allah has always existed between the curves and dots of the Arabic alphabet. So, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, in 3D, and whatever other dimensions the hereafter brings with it will be an overboard of senses. I will fall in love with your shadow, and will tell Ali that his description did not do justice, and tell my mother Aisha of how we heard her story of how you passed away between her chin and her chest. Over and over and over again, and it made us cry every single time. For we never suffered any disaster that was greater than what we suffered before our souls merged with flesh, of entering an earth that was without you. Does the sky even recognize us anymore? And I will sit in the shade of your smile, and will ask you your story directly from your mouth, as we sip on salsabil ice cold, and will be terribly embarrassed if you ask me for mine, because I never did anything right other than loving you. And then, if you let me, I would love for a hug. Jazakallah khair.